It is down to the final five. Five finalists have been announced as part of the Bears Den initiative by the Squamish Youth Council. Now, the public is invited to see the finalists make presentations that could earn them grant funding for a local youth program. On April 20, the final five will pitch their programs at Eagle Eye Theater starting at 6:30 p.m. Audience members will have the opportunity to vote for the winner as part of the selection process, which will culminate in the winner earning $10,000 to follow through on their pitch. Here are the five finalists and their proposed program. How Sound Secondary, Courtyard Connections Revitalization, Our Squamish, Youth Placemaking, Evans Lake Forest Education Center, Outdoor Education for Everyone, SORCA, Squamish Nation Youth Mountain Bike Program, Squamish Youth Services, Squamish Youth Artisan Maker Series and Market. The nonprofit organizations have found great project ideas for Squamish youth, which will leave an impact for current and future youth. The Bears Den makes it more of a community decision, a consensus of what would be in the best interest for our youth, said Kiana Alai, a member of the Squamish Youth Council, in a news release. In a small town like Squamish, it can feel like there's not much for the youth to get involved in, which is why Bears Den is such a great event, allowing youth and all residents the chance to be part of making Squamish a better place for youth. Tickets for the event are free and available on Eventbrite. The SYC created the concept and process to leverage their impact through engaging with local nonprofits and received applications from many organizations across the community who care about our youth, said Mayor Armand Herford in the release. This format puts the decision-making process as to how these funds are spent directly in the hands of the youth, and I'm excited to see what their decision is. For more information about Bears Den or the Squamish Youth Council, visit squamish.ca/bears-den or squamish.ca/youth-council.